Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. Did you see that tour when he came through?
I didn't have a chance to see Blink-182, and I'm kind of bummed about it.
How was New Kids, by the way?
New Kids was amazing. Yay. It's a really fun show. It was really good.
Good.
And I saw lots of Law Nerds there, which did not surprise me at all.
Oh, I love that.
The Law Nerds is coming up.
I love it. Law Nerds
are also blockheads, which is why we love Emily D. Bakers. The internet's go-to entertainment legal analyst, a prior L.A. deputy district attorney. You can find her on YouTube and on the Law Nerd app. And we wanted to have you back on this week to talk a little bit more about what's happening in the Karen Reed case. So two more troopers tied to the case are now under an internal investigation. And then we have heard that a retrial has been scheduled. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. It has been. Yep.
So
we've got some interesting updates because the retrial has been scheduled for January of 2025. But we have a hearing coming up August 9th that's going to be the argument over the defense's motion to dismiss. So there's a lot that has to happen before we get to that retrial date, if that ends up being the final date, which it may not.
Do you think there will be a retrial, or will all of these things that have been coming out about the jurors saying, that they would have done this if they'd have known how to explain how, you know, the three things that they could have put her guilty on or not guilty on, and that all of the drama that happened there. Do you think that there is a chance that there won't be a retrial because of all of this?
There's always a chance there won't be a retrial. I think the investigations ongoing into law enforcement and then this still ongoing federal investigation are probably more likely to impact that. Because at this point, with the jurors speaking out, saying they thought they had rendered verdicts, but they didn't know how to write them down, there's not a lot the court can do with that. Legally, it's a really difficult position, but the prosecution could choose to dismiss those counts on counts 1 and 3 and just retry on count 2. But the one juror who spoke up to news media, remaining anonymous, indicated they actually were leaning towards guilt on one of the lesser included. So I wouldn't be surprised if the prosecution still went forward on count 2, which is the DUI-involved count or the OUI-involved count. So we might see a retrial on all 3 or just that one. I think it'd be really hard for the prosecution to go forward with everything we've seen from jurors. It doesn't mean that they won't, but it's hard when you have so many coming forward saying they had voted to acquit on 2 counts.
Emily D. Baker talking about the Karen Reed case. It looked like to me when she was with her attorneys the other day, maybe there was a new attorney there. Is she switching attorneys, or is she doing that?
There is a new attorney there. It seems that he might be coming on to deal with the motions to dismiss with regard to the jurors. That's not uncommon. A lot of litigators will bring in attorneys to help with written motions, especially if the anticipation is that whatever the judge does, it'll go up on appeal. And that's absolutely the anticipation, that no matter what Judge Cannone rules sometime after August 9th, I don't expect she'll rule on August 9th, that this goes up on appeal and begins a very long process of written legal fighting instead of in-court legal fighting. And sometimes the in-court attorneys and the attorneys that do the writing are not one and the same, and that's not uncommon.
Do you think, Emily, that there will be a change of venue? I feel like this has torn that poor town apart, and it's, with people supporting her, people against her, you know, families and all of this, I think how they would get a jury that hadn't talked about it.
Do you or think, heard about it, yeah.
Is that something, like, if this was you, would you have asked for a change of venue? Do you think that's something that's possible?
It's possible. The problem I see them potentially running into is, where do you find a nearby county that's large enough that people haven't heard of it? Because if the problem is everyone in the state has heard of it, then you don't change the venue because you're in the same boat no matter where you go.
Oh, I see.
If they can show that there's another county in the state that's much larger where not everybody was paying attention to the case, which, I mean, everyone in the state listens to y'all, so I don't know if that's very possible.
You're adorable.
How do you find...
I mean, she speaks facts.
How do you find a jury? So, I mean, only facts. But we're seeing this come up in the Brian Koberger case, and we're seeing them going to oral argument over the change of venue, it's possible that they'll ask for that to find a jury. So it really, that's a ways down the road. But if I'm the defense, I wouldn't hesitate to ask. They, you know, they have to be concerned about what jurors have heard and about that potential 9-2, 3 leaning towards guilt that they've now heard jurors talk about publicly.
Mm-hmm. And then we also saw Netflix has announced a 3-part documentary about the Karen Woods.
They did? How did I miss that?
Yeah, they announced it maybe 3 or 4 days ago. I don't know if you saw that.
I did not. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they don't have a title. They don't have a release date. But do you know anything about that?
I don't know anything about that. I know that there were, what looked to be film cameras following the defense. So I wouldn't be surprised if the defense is connected to a project. Mm. I don't know if it's this project, but like we saw in the Murdaugh case, there were three or four of the docuseries by different outlets. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see like a Netflix one, a Hulu special, something through maybe HBO Max. I think we'll see a couple of these as time goes on, but this case is far from final. So it always leaves, even if there is a 3-part series, room for another series following up, because I'm sure those making the series are looking forward to there being a retrial, because then you get a whole second one.
Right. Emily D. Baker, the internet's go-to entertainment legal analyst and now Olympic analyst, I imagine, too, right? You're going to pay close attention to the Olympics.
Yes.
I mean, the U.S. women's water polo team is one of the most storied dynasties we've ever seen in water polo, and Flavor Flav. How can you not love it?
How can you not?
Yep.
All right. Thanks for coming back
on this week, Emily.
We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one. Talk to you soon.
All right. Make sure you find Emily D. Baker on YouTube, on any of your social media that you like to follow along. You can also find her on the Law Nerd app, which is great because you will get alerts as to when she will, throw up the broadcast again with whichever case that she is covering. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.